Are star clusters formed by life? In every spiral galaxy, we see stars that appear to be grouped together. The largest groupings of stars are called globular clusters. These groups of stars orbit spiral galaxies like our own and contain thousands and even millions of stars. In our own galaxy, there are about 50 globular clusters and perhaps up to 10,000 smaller open star clusters that orbit our galaxy. Are these clusters of stars formed by living organisms like us? Look at our species, for example. We want to colonize the other moons and planets, and then the planets of other nearby stars like Alpha Centauri, Sirius, and Procyon. Because the stars are far apart, we will want to pull our stars closer together to make the trip between them much smaller, in order to save on fuel and time in moving between our stars. There is a simple way to pull stars closer together without ever needing to touch them, and that can be done by simply using large mass ships to orbit the star and by having these ships thrust in the desired direction. Here is an example simulation using simple Newtonian physics that shows how a mass 1/1000th the mass of a star could move that star up and to the left very easily by applying a thrust in that direction. Such ships could even slow down and stop a star they are moving by changing the direction of their thrust. This method of moving a star is so simple, logical, and obvious that is it not unusual that we have not heard this theory before? Why have no famous astronomers and astrophysicists breathed a peep about this simple way to move stars together? Hey ChatGPT, is it theoretically possible for organisms to move a star?
The concept of an organism, as we commonly understand it, moving a star is highly improbable if not impossible based on our current understanding of physics and biology.